So I want to look again in the book of Genesis. If you'll turn with me, please, in the book of Genesis in chapter 6. The book of Genesis in chapter 6. And we'll begin reading some very familiar scripture in your hearing this morning. And I want to share with you, especially from verse 9, but we'll read through verse 9 of this chapter. If you're able and willing, I would invite you to stand with us and we'll reverence the reading of the word of the Lord. And I'd encourage you to give close ear to what we have to say today. I will not preach any longer than the Lord wants me to, and we'll skip anything that's not of necessity for the message here today. The Lord has helped us in this good service, and I thank God for it. But I believe there is a word to complement what God has already shared with us, if you'll hear gladly the word of the Lord. Genesis 6 and 1, and it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all they chose. The Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he is also flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. God saw the wickedness of man that was great in the earth, that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his word. The Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping thing and fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Thank God he found grace there because there's grace to be found there. He found grace there because he was looking for grace. He found grace because he needed grace. And I thank the Lord every type of grace that he needed, he found. I mean, there's about an hour's worth of preaching just to be developed out of verse number 8, and it's all there in the eyes of the Lord. Thank God he sees us through eyes of grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He hath not dealt with us according to the multitude of our iniquities. But he sees us through eyes of grace. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Verse number 9. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. You can be seated this morning. Thank you for standing with us while I read the word of the Lord. I want to preach, if God will help me, for a few moments this morning on Noah walked in loneliness with the Lord. Noah walked in loneliness with the Lord. We began this study talking about how Adam walked with the voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord spake the word of the Lord. And the next week we saw another man who walked with God, Joseph, who walked in integrity with the Lord. And we contrasted how man, in the beginning of the book of Genesis, had everything going in his favor and turned against the Lord. And Joseph was a man at the end of the book of Genesis that had everything going against him, and yet he embraced the way of the Lord, and he did so with integrity. And then last week we looked at the example that is actually the first example that uses the phrase walked with God, the exact phrase of that, and that is Enoch, and he walked in consistency with the Lord. Enoch walked with God for 300 years, and then he was not because God took him. And if he can live for God and walk with God consistently for 300 years, and you and I are not likely to make it that long, then we can make it to the end of this journey and finish well and walk consistently with the Lord. Now, the phrase walk with God is only found three times. The exact phrase walked with God is only found three times in the word of the Lord. Examples of walking with the Lord or encouragement of to walk with the Lord are found all through the Bible. Two of those three times was in last week's message in the life of Enoch. And the third time is in our text this morning in verse number 9, where it said, and Noah walked with God. Walked with God. And Noah did that. Noah The grandson, great-grandson of Enoch from last week's message is a man named Noah, and Noah walked in loneliness with the Lord. All of the world was going one way, and Noah went the other way. Every thought and imagination of man's heart was only evil continually, but Noah, one man, found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Well, not only was the broad way free and filled with the crowd, and the straight and narrow gate, the Bible said, Jesus said, few would be that would go in thereafter. In the case of Noah, it wasn't just few, it was him. I mean, he was the only one. He walked in loneliness with the Lord. That is to say, all the rest had set off after the things of the world. Now, we could spend much time here. It's unnecessary, but I want to introduce this thought, this a way of thinking about it. The godly line of Seth, if you know anything about the lineage of the Scriptures, the godly line of Seth, as well as the worldly line and lineage of Cain, had both sought after the things of the world. The Bible said that God looked at all of men, and he saw that wickedness was great upon the earth, and that all of them, their imaginations of their heart and their minds was only evil continually. That is, those who were supposed to be godly were living the same way as those who were already worldly. There seemed to be no noticeable difference between those who claimed the lineage of godliness and those who readily accepted their wicked heritage, and they all were going the same old worldly way. God have mercy on us. We are living in days like that of Lot, where even those who claim the name of Christ, where even those who carry a Bible in their hands, where even those whose name is on the church roll, have in large part taken off down the broad way and are living, my friend, the same way as those that are in the world. And there's much I could say but must not say. I must hasten on. But I'm telling you, if you're really going to walk with the Lord, hey, you're going to walk in a lonely path. And I don't mean by that you'll have no friends. And I don't mean by that you'll have no companionship. And I don't mean by that that nobody will go with you. But I mean by that you're not going to run with the crowd. If you're wanting to be in the majority, this is not the right way for you, my friend. But I'm telling you, what you better do is choose to walk with the Lord. In just a little bit, Sister Tanya, if you're able, I want you to sing that. I'm going through. I'd rather walk with my Jesus alone and have for my pillow, like Jacob, a stone, living each moment with his face in my view. I started in Jesus and I'm going through. I'm telling you, friend, if you're going to live for God in this day, you will have to walk in a lonely path. You got to walk that lonesome road. My friend, that's what J.D. Sumner used to say, man. He would get that deep voice, and on that deep note, walk, 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 that lonesome road, and he would sing that. And it's right, this way is not going to be the way of the crowd. The world was corrupt and far away from the days where Adam had walked with the voice of the Lord in the Garden of Eden, and all of Adam's seed and his children, regardless of which line it was in, had themselves wrapped up in the worldly things of life. The godly lineage of Seth had intermarried with the ungodly lineage of Cain, and they had, as the world would define it, they had great accomplishments. They were giants. They were men of renown, but they did not know the Lord. If you build cities and you play instruments, and my friend, you develop scientific advances and you enjoy the finer things of life, but if you don't know the Lord, you're still missing out on what really, really matters. You study the lineage of Cain. You'll find out his descendants did a lot of amazing things. Artificers of brass and of metals and builders of cities. And they were men of giants. They were men, naturally speaking, of renown. But they knew not the Lord. Oh, God, have
have mercy on us today, friend. May we be like Noah and see grace in the eyes of the Lord. The Bible said the last days, the days we're living in, would be days like that of Noah. Matthew 24, Jesus said, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in the days that were before the ark, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered in the ark and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so also shall be the coming of the Son of Man. And knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also be the coming of the Son of Man. These things of this day was marked by wickedness of mind and imagination. Their imagination of their hearts was only evil continually. They were inventors of evil things. Inventors of evil things. Oh God, help us. And in the book of Romans it said, not only was it those that would do those things, but would have delight or pleasure in them that do them. And my friend, it is the day we're living in. They lived in a day where there was an absence of the fear of God. Hebrews 11:7 said, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear. What God Noah busy, what God Noah working, what God Noah walking, he feared the Lord. We're living in a day where there's no fear of God. And he prepared an ark unto the saving of the house, by the which he condemned the world and became the heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Noah was the only one in his generation that was said to be moved by fear. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We think it's wise, we think it's smart, people think it's cute, they think it's nice to be seen riding through town with it on the back of their truck. My friend, with a little sticker or decal or something saying, no fear, no fear, no fear. That's what's wrong with us, no fear. We need to have a fear of God, a fear of the judgment, a fear of doing wrong, a fear of sin, a fear of temptation, a fear of getting out of the will of God. Amen. There was an absence of the fear of God. And that Noah's day was marked by a disobedience to the word of God. Noah was a preacher of righteousness, but the men were men of disobedience. And my friend, the Bible said in 1 Peter 3:20, which sometimes were disobedience, when once the long suffering of God waited for the days of Noah, while the ark was preparing, wherein few, that is eight souls, were saved by water. And Noah didn't have a crowd with him on the ark. The only ones that went on the ark with him was his family. There were only eight souls. And Noah and his seven family members are the only people that were on the ark. If Noah, as a success in the ministry, as a preacher, was measured by the numbers of his congregation, we'd all have to say Noah was a failure, because Noah had eight people and all of them were relatives. Amen. If he was pastoring a church in town now, everybody would say, well, ain't much to that preacher. He hadn't got but eight people in Sunday school, and they're only there because they're kin to him. And they would talk ugly about old Noah. But I'm going to tell you something this morning. Noah was not a roaring success because of how many were on the ark, but because of who was on the ark. Praise God, if a human being that loves God and knows God wins their family, they have not failed. I mean, if my wife and my children and my grandbabies go to glory with me, I've not failed. Woo! Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, what really, really, really matters is walking with the Lord. The crowd may never go along. They may never listen. You may preach till your liver turns inside out and your gallbladder busts. But I'm telling you, they may not listen. But if you'll stay faithful to God and live for the Lord. Oh, friend, if you have to walk in loneliness in this world, let me promise you something. You'll not walk the last mile of this journey by yourself. When you're separated from father and mother and sister and brother, he'll hold your hand as over this river you go. Praise God, and we'll land on the other side of heaven's fair shore. And hallelujah, when we hear the pearly gates click behind our heels, there'll not be another moment of loneliness again. Praise God. Then we'll be glad we live for Jesus. Yes. Amen. 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 Woo! Oh, bless his dear name. I'm telling you, friend, this world is disobedient to the gospel. They don't appreciate what I am preaching this morning. They've turned their backs to the things of God. Oh, but there's coming a bright tomorrow. There's coming a better land than this. I'm living my life not so the world will applaud, but I'm living my life for an audience of one. And he's the one I'm going to answer to one of these days. And Noah walked in loneliness with the Lord, but he was with the Lord. Woo! Don't misunderstand the title. He walked in loneliness with the Lord. He didn't walk alone. He did not walk alone because he walked with the Lord. But he did walk in some loneliness. The crowd did not go. But thank God, where the crowd won't go, Christ will go. And he will never leave you and never forsake you. The days of Noah was a day that they were doomed to the judgment of God. 2 Peter 2:5 said, and he spared not the old world, but save Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. The days in which Noah lived was a day blinded to the time in which they lived. They didn't understand what time it is. They didn't know how close they were. They didn't know how near the judgment was. As it were, in the days of Noah, so shall it be. I'm telling you, this whole world doesn't know how close we are. And they knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also be the coming of the Son of Man. And do you know what time it is? Do you know that we're in the last days? The Lord was so merciful when God spoke to Noah in verse, my friend, in verse number 13. He was 480 years old. And Noah then would preach for 120 years and prepare the ark. He told us of that man, that his days would be 120 years in verse 3. And God gave him 120 years, but at 118, 119 years, the men around Noah didn't know what time it was. They didn't understand how close they were. They did not discern how nigh they were unto the judgment of the Lord. Some of you this morning are precariously walking upon the threshold of the damned. You are walking and playing with fire and with hell and with the devil. You are teeter-tottering on the edge. My friend, of going right off into hell, and you don't even seem to realize it. Death is coming, hell is moving, the flames are lapping at your feet, and you don't even recognize how near you are. And it's my responsibility as a preacher of righteousness this morning to let you know what time it is. And my friend, today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Call upon the Lord while he is near. Seek him while he may be found. Oh, now is the time to get things right with the Lord and to seek after the Lord in this day. They were blinded to what time it was. Oh, I've been hearing that all of my life. And his coming is nearer now than when we first believed. As somebody said, where is the sign of his coming? Brother, I'm telling you, listen, it could be any moment, any second. I heard a preacher this past week say, oh, don't worry about the Lord coming at any time. He said there are so many things that are yet to be fulfilled in this book, and until they're all fulfilled, the Lord won't come back. Brother John, part of what you said this morning is so important. A wrong eschatological view of the world, a wrong concept of the end times, a bad doctrine about dispensations will cause a person to misinterpret the scripture, and they'll look for signs instead of listening for sounds. But brother, the next scheduled event on God's timetable is the rapture of the church. And soon and very soon, we're going to see the King. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. And I'm not looking for what's going to happen here, there, and everywhere. I'm not like Jesus said. I said some of them will come saying, lo, he's in the desert. Lo, he's in the wilderness. Lo, he's in the city. He said, you don't have to go looking for that. You see, when Jesus come back for the church, he's not going to the desert or to the wilderness or to the city. He's going to come in the sky. Hallelujah. And the first time he comes, my friend, he's coming for his church. That is, he's going to come in the sky, take us away. Hallelujah. We're going to meet the Lord in the air. But then the next time he comes, he's coming with his church. And he's coming in power and great glory. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know what you need to do this morning? You said, I don't understand all that. You don't have to understand all of that. You know what you need to do? You need to be ready, my friend, for when the Lord comes. Be ready, for you know not what hour that he cometh. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I got to move on quickly now. That day of Noah was a day blinded in the time in which they lived. Oh, praise God. And here this one man is finding grace in the eyes of the Lord. And he lived a life of loneliness because he was different from the world around him. Nobody else was looking for rain, but he was. Nobody else was building an ark, but he was. Nobody else found grace, but he did. Nobody else had a Christian family, but he did. Nobody else heard from God, but he did. And nobody else knew what it was to pray and the heavens moved, but he did. Are you listening to me? You say, well, I don't know. I don't know if I'd be like, I'd be different than everybody else. Buddy, if being different than everybody else is being like Noah, make me different than everybody else. I mean, while the rest of the crowd don't even realize what's going on, and Noah's looking through eternity using the eyes of the Lord that he found grace in. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, this whole world's forgotten God. If they ever had him in their minds at all, they chased after the dainties of this world. Oh, but praise God, you can walk with the Lord and you can have what they don't even think is possible as a reality and a daily experience in your life. Amen. Woo! Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. As a Christian, you are displaying a backslidden state when you start talking in ways like, well, you know, I can't do this and I can't do that no more. You are putting on exhibition for all of us what a backslidden state looks like when, as a child of God, you start concentrating on all the stuff you can't do no more. Oh, listen, I am saved and I'm glad of it. Not because, and listen, and it's not because of all the stuff I can't do no more. It's all because of the Lord Jesus that rescued me from all of that stuff I don't have to do no more. Amen. And it is a better life. It is the best way to live, and it is the only way to die. Hallelujah. Just about any old way will do to live by for some folks, but it won't do to die by. It won't do to meet God by. It won't do to meet the judgment by. But being a child of God, being an old-time Christian, walking with God, it is the best way to live, and it's the only way to die. Hallelujah. Oh, praise his dear name. And Noah walked with the Lord in loneliness. He's the only one doing it, but he's doing it. Somebody said you can't. One fella said, I know a guy down there building a boat in the middle of the desert. I think he's walking with the Lord. Well, he may be the only one. Some of them come down there and tell Noah, you know, in town they say you're the only one doing this. That way is out of date. Why, that was of a previous time frame. Human beings have been on earth now for 1,200 years. Why don't you get with the times, Noah? Why don't you quit living in the past? Why don't you quit living like those used to live? You're not hip. You're not with it. You're not cool. And then Noah said, well, am I not? But I went down to my prayer place this morning and God met with me again. He said, I might not be with it, but when this boat's done and the rain falls, my family's sailing on. I might not be cool, but I'm telling you, when I get to stand before the Lord one of these days, I want to hear him say, well done, how good and faithful servant. And Noah said, if I had to walk with God by myself, I'm going to walk with the Lord. Oh, bless his name. A purpose in your heart to be the one. Purpose in your heart to walk with God. I commit to stay with the stuff. If the whole world goes sideways, if mama don't go and daddy don't go, and your friends don't go, and if the preacher and the church goes sour, hey, you just serve God anyway. Amen. Noah walked in loneliness with the Lord because of his justification. You see, the Bible said in verse number 9 that Noah was a just man and perfect. That just man means that he had been justified by God, been brought into a right relationship with the Lord. His perfection has to do with his maturity. It's not that there was nothing ever wrong with Noah, but it's that he found grace in the eyes of the Lord. My friend, his justification is not that he's never done anything that's sinful. It's that he found grace for every need. He found amazing grace, astounding grace, abounding grace. I could start right back into that again. He found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And Noah was right with God, and then he obeyed the Lord. If your heart is right with God, your deeds should display this. He was just and he was mature, perfect. He, my friend, knew God and walked with God, and it showed up in the way he lived for God. How you cannot serve God and please the world at the same time. Oh, Jesus didn't say it's hard for a man to serve two masters. He said it is impossible. No man can serve two masters. How we live in a day when people claim salvation, claim justification, but it does not show up in their living or in their longing. It does not show up in their loving, my friend, or their living. The love of God is missing today. Oh, my friend, but the Bible said, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. The love of God's word is missing. Job said, I treasured it more than my daily and my necessary food. The love of God's people is missing. How many said, you know, you passed from death into life because you love the brethren. The love of God's house is missing. But I say, a day in thy courts is better than 1,000. I'd rather be a doorkeeper at the house of our God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Without a changed love and longing, there will not be a changed life. If you don't love right, you won't live right. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And whenever Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, it changed his love, it changed his longing, it changed his life. If you're walking in grace with the Lord, if you are walking in loneliness, my friend, if necessary, solitude with the Lord, and then it will translate into something real in your life. Amen. Amen.
Yes, you're right.
If nobody has ever called you a fanatic, nobody has ever said you're taking it too far. Nobody has ever said you're a Jesus freak. Nobody has ever said, you know, you're some sort of religious nut. If you've never been talked to like that, chances are you ain't never really done much. I mean, whenever you get saved, you start walking with the Lord, somebody somewhere is going to accuse you of being overkill. I mean, too much. Taking it over the top. You just have become an excessive. You're just an extremist. Oh, listen. Oh, thank God. You think that they didn't believe Noah was a nut? Building a boat. What's a boat? I don't know. Well, where did you hear tell of it? The Lord told me. Yeah, sure he did. How you going to build it? I got plans. Where'd you get the plans? The Lord give them to me. What's it supposed to look like? I'm not sure. Why are you building? Because it's going to rain. What's rain? I don't know. I've never seen any. We hadn't seen any either. There's a flood coming. What's a flood? We don't know what that is. I said, well, what has God told you since? He gave you these things. Nothing. How long has that been? 118 years. What are you going to do? Wait for him to tell me to get in. How are you going to close the door? He'll close it. I mean, they thought he was crazy. Oh, what else are you going to put in there with you? Sure is a big boat for a man and his family. Well, two of every animal of every kind in the world is going to get on this boat. How you mean to tell me, Noah, you're going to put every animal in the world on this boat? Not every animal, just the two of every kind. And how are you going to get to him? The Lord said he'd take care of that. Oh, listen, they thought he was crazy, friend. They thought he had flipped his lid. His shingles fell off his roof. His bread was half baked. And they accused him of these things. But no one just kept walking with the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And when the thunder clouds rolled and the rain started to fall, and the caverns of the deep split open with earthquakes, and water began to spray out from up under the ground and come forth as it were floods and tsunamis. And my friend, the people looked at Noah then and looked at the ark, and nobody thought he's crazy then. You're but right. Brother, it was too late. Noah walked, my friend, in loneliness with the Lord because of his justification. His heart was made right. And if your heart's made right, your life will be made different. Noah walked in loneliness with the Lord because of his separation. Verse number 9 said he was a just man and perfect in his generations. Now, perfect in his generations, the word generations means a race from beginning to end. It is a word we translate generations, an age, a time. And this leads us to understand that Noah was a man who sought to walk with the Lord from start to finish. This listen, from beginning to end. Is anybody listening to me? There are some who did run well, but who did hinder them that they should not obey the truth in the book of Galatians? Oh, but Noah was perfect in his generation from beginning to end. He finished well. Will you finish well? Will you finish the race? Amen. Praise God. This left him out of lockstep with the whole world around him. Oh, but the Bible said, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what part had he that believeth with an infidel? How what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk with in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, saith the Lord, and to touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Our problem is we're more concerned about being received by the world than we are being received by the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, God, help us. If you want to be received by the world, you may never know what it is to walk with God. Noah was not politically correct. That is, his life told it like it was. Noah was not tainted by the trends of his day. His life was contrary to the lives of others. Noah was not unequally yoked with the world and unsaved. My friend, when you saw Noah, you saw a man who appeared alone, but he was walking with the Lord. Hallelujah.
Right.
Noah walked in loneliness with the Lord because of his separation. And I'm not, there's a sermon for this. This is not the sermon for, but there's a sermon for this to start telling you about all the things you need to be separated from. And separated to, there's a sermon for that. But I'm going to tell you, if you do everything you did before you got saved, the same way that you did before you got saved, and you live the same way before you got saved, then you need to go back and see what you got, because there's something different than what I got.
You're right.
Amen.
Right.
Saved folks live differently.
Right.
And they think differently about how they live.
Right.
Your life not only should be different, but your thought process about your life should be different. If you are saved, you ought to care what your life says about Jesus.
Amen.
That's exactly right. Amen. Oh, Noah walked in loneliness with the Lord because of his separation. And then finally, I am beginning to close. Noah walked with the Lord in loneliness because of his affiliation. The Bible said that Noah was a just man and Noah and perfect in his generations, in the last phrase of our text, and Noah walked with God. Noah walked with God. Didn't say God walked with Noah, said Noah walked with God. We established that a few weeks ago. When you walk with, or when somebody walks with you, you set the pace, you set the course, you set the direction, you set the destination. But when you walk with them, they're in charge of all of those things. You're walking with them. Noah walked with God. Amos 3:3 said, can two walk together except they be agreed? Noah could not embrace the world without despising God. Who we embrace is eventually who we are. Birds of a feather flock together. You know a man by the company he keeps. And Noah could not run with this world and walk with God. And those two are contrary to each other. 1 Peter 4:4 says, they think it strange that you run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. But you cannot walk with him and run with them at the same time.
Yeah.
Noah would rather walk with God alone and have the grace of God on his life as to have the whole crowd standing beside and giving him great applause and cheering him on. Brother, if you go to hell while the world cheers, what is it profited a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul?
Right.
He walked in loneliness with the Lord because of his affiliation. I wonder, what sort of religious affiliation do you have? Have you become affiliated with the baptism? Affiliated with the body? Maybe you've joined the church. You've become affiliated with the Bible. You know, you got one riding in the rear view window of your car, been curled up by the sunshine.
Yeah.
Man, that's a shame.
Amen.
You got a family Bible on your coffee table. You know, you got an app on your phone. You got a meme on Instagram that says, ain't nothing me and Jesus can't handle today. You know, too blessed to be stressed. Get out of here, devil, because I can do it. You know, you got a meme on Instagram. You got in your profile, it says child of the king and too blessed to be stressed. And so that's your affiliation. Are you so deeply affiliated with religion that you're a Baptist or a Methodist or a Pentecostal or a Catholic? Or maybe you got an uncle that's a preacher or something like that. You say the blessing over your meal before you drink your wine. I mean, you got some sort of religious affiliation, you know. Or have you been born again? Do you know what it is to be washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you have God living down on the inside in the person of the Holy Ghost? Has your ticket been punched? Your seat reserved? And you're on a one-way flight to glory land? I'm telling you, friend, is your name written in the Lamb's book of life? Are you affiliated with the Lord? Is he affiliated with you? What did he say of you that he said of Abraham? He believed God. It was imputed unto him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. I mean, friend, what's your affiliation this morning? Well, I'm a Baptist. Well, good for you. Some of the meanest people I know are Baptists. Some of the finest people I know are Baptists. I'm just telling you, that don't mean a whole lot. What means something is what's down in your soul. Do you know God? I love the Lord down deep in my heart. I mean, friend, do you really, or you just sing about it? Oh, praise God. You can walk with the Lord. Matter of fact, I'm finished preaching. You can come with a song. I'm not just beginning to close. I am closing. Charles Spurgeon said, the child of God can really only walk alone if he chooses to ignore the company he has. For walking by his side is a God that said, I'll never leave thee and I will never forsake thee.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Noah walked with God for hundreds of years as a matter of choice. Noah didn't have to walk with the Lord, but he walked with the Lord. Noah didn't follow the crowd to walk with the Lord. He walked in loneliness with the Lord. Hallelujah. Noah said, I've decided to follow Jesus. And though none go with me, still I'll follow. Today choose you this day whom you will serve, but as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. That's a great verse. That's a great verse. Joshua says that in Joshua 24. As for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. Joshua had an advantage over some of you. The people in Joshua's house was with him. Noah said, my house is going in that ark with me. My family's going in. Some of you, not even the place where Noah and Joshua was, though. You can't say it's for me and my house, your husband, your wife, your father, your mother, your brother, your sister. They just won't seem to cooperate. The devil says, well, if they won't go, then you better not. But if mama don't go, I'm going anyway.
Yeah.
And if daddy doesn't go, I'm going anyway. Now, yeah. I praise God my mom and dad is going. Matter of fact, they're not going with me. I'm just following along behind them.
Yes.
Thank the Lord for that.
Yes.
But if they don't go, I'm going anyway. And I love you, but if you don't go, I'm going anyway. And I love my wife and my girls. I'd give my life. Not only would I give my life for them, I am doing all I can today while I live to live my life for them.
Amen.
And I love them with all of my heart. But if you don't go, I'm going anyway.
Yeah.
I want you to go with me, but if you don't go, if you choose another route, I'm going anyway.
Yeah.
This dear man here has been my best friend since we were teenagers. And we've loved God and lived for the Lord together. But if you dropped your Bible and walked out the door this morning and said, "That's it, I've had all I want. I'm going on anyway." Hallelujah. You're going to need to determine in your heart that if it takes it going all by yourself with just you and the Lord, you're going to walk with God.
Yes, sir.
I'm going through. Everybody stand. If you need to pray, I told you I'd cut all the fat. I could preach another hour right now. Right now I could preach another hour. We've been singing it together a long time. If you choose not to go, I'm going anyway. And I sure would like it if we just keep walking together. Hallelujah. I'm going through.
Started out to walk in the light, shining upon
you.
Me
better determine it in your heart.
Heaven so bright.
You're gonna live for the Lord if nobody else does.
I made this world and it's
whatever the crowd may do. I'm going with Jesus.
Moment with his face in my view, I start.